Hi Jelly Beans, welcome to episode 7 of Crid's Corner. I'm your host, Crid. Today will be a special episode, still part of the Kings and Queens series. We'll still be going on with that, but this episode is going to be a tribute episode. It's to show that Kings and Queens don't always have good days. Yeah, we're not always in the best space. I say we because I can't be telling y'all how to be kings and queens and I'm not one. You know? There's a lot in store for you guys, and keep with me. Stay and listen to the episodes as they come, and I promise you, you will not regret it. You will be enlightened and educated and motivated. And this will be something good for you. Trust me. I'm not just saying that to, you know, toot my own horn, but I mean it. I mean it. So as I had said, this is going to be a tribute episode. This week has been a very trying week. There's been a lot going on for myself and for a few close friends who confided in me. Which, by the way, thank you to anyone who spoke to me about what was going on with them. Thank you so much. So, 3 years ago, when I was in high school, on the 2nd of September, there was a school fire in my high school. And for those who don't know which high school I was in Moi Girls School, Nairobi. And there was a school fire in the dormitory and 10 girls died. I knew some of the girls, three of them, they were my friends. And one in particular was my school baby and I loved her so, so much. She's called Valera. And may the Lord rest her soul in peace. She was such a ray of sunshine. She was bubbly and joyful and jumpy and everywhere. Everyone loved her. She used to play basketball and she used to draw. And she was one of the most excited people in art club. I was the art club president and she kept on telling me she'd like to succeed me once I left the school. And I think that was one of the things that hurt me the most about her death, that she wouldn't get to be what she wanted. She wouldn't get to achieve what she wanted in her high school life. And it's been 3 years. Some part of me just thinks, by now you should be over it. But no. Not at all. It hurts almost as bad as it did back then. And for those who don't know which high school I was in Moi Girls School, Nairobi. And there was a school fire in the dormitory and 10 girls died. I knew some of the girls, three of them, they were my friends. And one in particular was my school baby, and I loved her so, so much. She's called Valera. And may the Lord rest her soul in peace. She was such a ray of sunshine. She was bubbly and joyful and jumpy and everywhere. Everyone loved her. She used to play basketball and she used to draw. And she was one of the most excited people in art club. I was the art club president and she kept on telling me she'd like to succeed me once I left the school. And I think that was one of the things that hurt me the most about her death, that she wouldn't get to be what she wanted. She wouldn't get to achieve what she wanted in her high school life. And it's been 3 years. Some part of me just thinks, by now you should be over it. But no, not at all. It hurts almost as bad as it did back then. It hurts a lot to remember the people who died, and I can't even begin to imagine what their families go through on that day every year. And I'm not going to say that it built me, because that's going to be a lie. No. And I need you guys to understand something. Not all trauma is good trauma. You're not always going to learn from things that happen to you. You're not always going to learn, I put it that way. There's a possibility of it just being there, because life sometimes is like that. Bad things happen, and that's just it. Maybe you'll come out a bit stronger. Maybe it was a lesson, but it's not always that. Sometimes trauma is just trauma, because it exists and it just happens like that. So sometimes you when you're reflecting and you're like, I don't see what I've gained from this trauma, don't beat yourself up. Don't make yourself think that maybe I'm defective, I'm not learning, I'm not understanding things. You know, sometimes trauma is just trauma, and that's okay. Yeah. Okay, so that is one of the things. So this episode is a tribute to the 10 girls who died in the Moy Girls School fire. May their souls rest in peace. And I just felt like it was necessary. It was necessary to talk about this, you know? And let you guys know that things like these happen, and sometimes it's not easy for me to make these episodes because I'm also going through some stuff of my own. But I said I'd do this, and I'm gonna do it because that's what I said I'd do. Yeah. And I'm really grateful for the people who stand by me listening to every episode. And it means a lot to me. Which, by the way, my first episode, The Genesis, it got to 100 listens a few days ago. And I'm so excited about that. Right now it's at 115. And I am so grateful to everyone who's listened and given me feedback. Really means a lot to me, and it pushes me to make more, to research more, and get you guys the amazing content that you deserve, you know. And for those who chose to reach out and talk to me, thank you. And for those who've been telling me how they've been dealing with the low episodes and things like those, thank you, and I'm proud of you for how you're dealing with it. And even if you've not told me, but you know deep down that you're doing something to help yourself, to better yourself, I'm proud of you. Keep doing it, because you deserve to be happy completely and entirely. And if you're not like that yet, then that's not the end. Okay. You're supposed to be happy. That's supposed to be the end result of everything. There's the reason fairy tales ended with and they lived happily ever after. Your happily ever after hasn't gotten here yet, so you're not going anywhere, honey. So I recently reconnected with an old friend from high school, and well, we'd been following each other on social media but we'd never really talked until a few days ago, and I had seen that he lost a friend, and so, you know, catching up, like, oh, by the way, I saw that you lost a friend, my condolences. And he tells me that his friend committed suicide. And I didn't know that. You know, they don't really tell you when someone has committed suicide. They just tell you he died, and that's about it. And from what my friend tells me, that is that he was a really chill guy. Let's call my friend person X and the one who died person Y. So person X tells me that person Y was a really chill person, you know? And they were really close in high school, but eventually they lost contact for a short while after high school, and then eventually reconnected. And he was a really nice guy, chilled and disciplined and, you know, hardworking. And apparently, according to his friends, he loved life. Clearly, from this, from that deduction from this person, ex friend of mine, it clearly wasn't seen coming. Because if the guy was openly happy about life, people really didn't know his struggle behind the scenes. And no one knew his struggle until they were called and told that he's gone. For the people who might get triggered, I won't say how he did it, but it was a successful attempt. And he died a month or two ago. Yeah. And it's really sad that a king such as him. Person X is a very good musician friend of mine. He plays a classical music and he's really, really good. And most of his friends are, like, his whole squad is just a whole bunch of classical music players. See the French horn, the trombone, the trumpet, and the violin, the cello, the viola. They're really, really good. And, you know, music has been an escape for so many people. And to think that, well, a whole group of friends like that, and he had a whole group of friends like that, and he didn't tell anyone, kind of tells you about struggles that are, you know, happening behind the scenes. And it's really sad. It's really sad. So this episode also goes out to the friend of my friend, person Y. The point of all this is to show that kings and queens go through dark days, go through hard days, and that's okay. They go through times where they feel there's no possible way that they could get through. And feeling like that, having such thoughts, having such emotions, does not make you any less of a queen or a king. Okay? You are a uniquely designed individual, and the trials and the problems that you go through in this life do not change the fact that you are a king and or a queen. Okay? There'll be times when you will want to give up, and that's okay. You might want to throw in the towel, and that's okay. What you do need to do, however, is to reach out when you feel like you can't deal with it anymore. Please, please reach out. It's the best thing you can do for yourself in such a moment, such a time. Reach out, talk to someone, talk to a friend, ask them to help you, tell them that you're not okay. You might not want to talk about what is bothering you, but just telling them, hey, look, I'm not really okay right now, and I don't think I want to talk about it, but I don't want to get worse. So do you think you could distract me, or do you think You could check on me in the next 20 minutes, or keep checking on me for the rest of the evening and maybe tomorrow morning too. You know, something like that. Or are you in a headspace that's good enough for me to call you if I need anything? You see, if you can do that for yourself, you have done so much good. And for the love of all that is good and pure in this universe, please, if someone calls you, don't you dare turn them down. Don't you dare turn them down. Redirect them to someone else who you think would help them, but don't turn them down. These are not the best times, and lots of people need that extra support. So if you can't, redirect them. Ask them if it's okay if you can redirect them to someone who can, who's in a better mental headspace to take care of them. But do not turn them down. I beg of you. So, as I had said earlier, this is a tribute, and I've spoken of the stories that I know. And so if you have lost someone recently, or at any time in your life, whether it was, you know, regular death, like, you know, old age, sickness, an accident, suicide, drugs, you know, whatever reason you might have lost someone in your life, this also goes out to them. This is a tribute to the people we've lost, and to the times that we as kings and queens have felt low, have felt unable to continue, have felt like giving up. This is a tribute to those times of immense strength. While we're going through something really bad, and even if we wanted to give up, somehow we didn't. And we're still here, and we're still listening to this podcast. I'm proud of y'all for managing what you've managed. Not everyone can sing the same song. Not everyone can tell the same story. And you are immensely strong. Stronger than you can imagine. Stronger than I can explain. And trust me, I know a lot of words. But you're strong, and I'm proud of you. Whether you chose these battles or just happened, I'm proud of you. As some of you may know, September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and I post something almost every day, actually every day, concerning the matter. You know, signs of suicidal people, triggers, how you could manage it if you are going through it, or how to deal with a friend or someone you know who is going through it, or anyone who reaches out to you, because, you know, some people find it better to talk to strangers than someone they actually know. And if you have any stories you'd like people to know, you would like your story to be out there, please let me know, or comment on my most recent post on my Instagram. Let people know. We can have a discussion if you'd like. It's an open forum, so you do you. I will be there, and I will I'll respond. I always respond. Yeah. So I think I will wrap up this episode here. And for the questions that I'd asked in the previous episode, I will give the answers in the next post on my Instagram. Which is at _crit_. It's linked on my profile, so don't worry about it. It's right there. Check out my Twitter for any updates. And I love you guys. Take care. Take care of your friends. Check on your friends. even the strong ones, the ones who seem like, eh, I got this, everything's okay, everything's cool, check on them. Just, you know, let them know that if they need someone, if you do care about them, that is, tell them if they need someone, you'll be there for them. And even if they won't say it or they aren't as clear about it, they'll probably appreciate it. So that's all for this episode. I love you guys. I care so much about you. Tell me your stories. Tell me your experiences with people with major mental health conditions. Talk to me. Share with me. I'd really love to know. Of course, you'll always stay anonymous. And unless you want me, you're okay with me saying your name. But otherwise, I love you guys. I care about you all so much. Take care and stay awesome, stay sparkly, stay rainbow. Bye.